Any additional testimony in opposition to LD 1671? Please step forward.
My name is Bob Weingarten from Vienna, Maine. I am here today to speak on behalf of Friends of the Boundary Mountains and urge you to vote ought not to pass on LD 1671. The mission of the Friends of the Boundary Mountains is to safeguard the Boundary Mountains from development and to conserve the area for traditional uses of recreation, forestry, and wildlife habitat. The Boundary Mountains of northwestern Maine offer to the sauntering eye an invitation of wonder and joy. Here in a tiny corner of New England, there is precious ground, throbbing with the inexhaustible rhythm of nature and providing the tonic of wildness. The Boundary Mountains are well appreciated by those that visit and enjoy its splendor. This is remote country. It's wild and unique. As you drive from Stratton, Maine to Canada, you will note some of the natural and historic features of this special region. Many points of interest are beckon your further exploration as you pass through the Boundary Mountains. Yet, threats to the Boundary Mountains include an east-west highway, which proponents envision blasting through the mountains, carrying four lanes of truck traffic with the attendant noise and pollution. Once again, the east-west highway is raising its ugly head, this time as a private toll road. We don't know the exact proposed route, but from the map that I've seen from the presentation, it looks like it will be slicing through the heart of the Boundary Mountains. Since 1999, our group, Friends of the Boundary Mountains, has been against any east-west highway, and we continue our steadfast opposition today. This proposal is a terribly destructive environmental boondoggle. Such development would be contrary to the economic interest of northern and western Maine and to the detriment to the environment and the communities in those regions. It would be especially destructive to the tourism industry. I'd just like to add that in 1999, when we opposed the East-West Highway, the Maine Sporting Camps Association joined with us in our opposition. I don't know what their position is today, but there are many tourist organizations and individuals in my area who would oppose this because it would not bring more people. Rather, it would bypass the communities and the places where they go. Now, furthermore, it is utterly outrageous to even contemplate a general fund appropriation of $300,000 for a feasibility study in this time of severe budget cutting of human services, Maine care, and education. It is unethical to use taxpayer money to fund a private project. And you know, I heard the associate commissioner say that there was some extra planning funds kicking around. Well, there's extra planning funds kicking around. They should be going back to the general fund to help the 99% of Maine people who really are struggling in this economy, not the 1% like Bob Chiambro. So I'll just conclude in saying that there will be lots of opposition environmentally and socially and economically against even a feasibility study. This was a bad idea to begin with 20 years ago, and it's still a very bad idea. Thank you very much.
Just a moment. Any questions of Mr. Weingarten? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.